When is a single piece of paper worth $270,000? Public Radio's Rich Egger has the answer.
The story begins with Western Illinois University's plans to tear down an old dorm called Wetzel Hall. 11 companies, including some from as far away as New York, submitted bids to do the demolition. The low bid of $1.2 million came from a firm called Doran Associates out of Bay City, Michigan. But Western's Dana Bierenbaum says the company made a mistake in its paperwork as part of the bid process. Instead of submitting a copy of its certificate of registration with the state of Illinois, the firm submitted the cover letter that came with the certificate.
And it indicates that they are, in fact, a registered business entity. However, our chief procurement officer and his legal counsel have ruled that that is insufficient evidence. That instead they must produce the actual certificate and not just the cover letter.
Bierenbaum says the second lowest bidder, Homebrick Associates from Chicago, also made a mistake.
They submitted with their proposal a piece of paper that is a screen print from the Board of Elections website directly, and it shows right in the middle of the page that recent activity as of December 27, 2011, a certificate was produced because they, too, are in fact registered with the State Board of Elections. But once again, our chief procurement officer refused to accept that as sufficient evidence of their registration.
As a result, Western is prepared to hire the third lowest bidder, Brandenburg Industrial Service Company of Chicago. Its bid is nearly $1.5 million.
So to sum this up for you, it became a $270,000 piece of paper.
The university is appealing the matter to the Illinois Attorney General's office. Board of Trustees Chairman Bill Epperly says it does not make sense to spurn the lowest bid.
Considering the state of our economy, it's just asinine, the whole process.
Western is hoping for an informal opinion from the Attorney General's office this week. However, the university's legislative liaison, David Steelman, says it could take much longer for a formal opinion to be issued.
The problem with the resolution on an informal opinion is it might still go back to the lifelong bureaucrats who are making these decisions, and they might still say no.
The school needs an answer quickly because Wetzel Hall will be demolished this summer. Whichever company gets the project will need some time to prepare for it. Rich Egger reporting.